Well, the proposed conference committee amendments would actually be 14 amendments, and I guess, Representative Williams, do you want to tell us what this means?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. This was a bill that has had a lot of work put into it from a lot of different people over a period of time. After the bill passed out of the Senate, there were some concerns raised, and we put together a group of people who I think were representative primarily, I mean, it was a group of court reporters who were representative of, I think, all sides of the debate, and they came to an agreement on the amendments, and I think those amendments are reflected on the Dash-B-14s. We've made some other adjustments with the approval of that same work group who helped draft the original amendments, and they have been surprisingly on the same page with respect to the changes. What this essentially does is this amendment clarifies the intent of House Bill 2731 by pointing out or by making clear that any person employed or otherwise engaged to record a report or deposition must provide equal services and charge equal fee rates to all parties and attorneys in the proceeding. And then it also essentially discusses the disclosure of how that information is disclosed to various parties, either by a rate sheet or that kind of service at the time of the deposition, or by an individual accounting, which is identified in subparagraph B. This was, I think, thought through very clearly. As you recall, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, the issue originally in this bill was concern about court reporters who were making contracts with potential parties in cases for providing these kinds of services, and the concern that they might be treating one side differently than the other. Instead of banning contract, what we attempted to do in House Bill 2731 was to focus on the conduct that people were most concerned about. And House Bill 2731, with these amendments, I believe, does that. I think it's important also to point out for the record, and I think Representative Walker, who has some personal experience in this area, obviously, was very instrumental in first bringing forward the bill and also helping work out the compromise, is that there is not an intent here to limit individuals other than court reporters who might record, say, an attorney who wants to record a deposition on their own. We weren't intending to get to that issue. We're talking here primarily about court reporters who are engaged to record stenographically these proceedings, and that's what we were focusing on in the bill. So with that, colleagues, I simply recommend an adoption of the B-14 amendments as a well-orchestrated compromise on this bill.
Representative Walker, do you want to just add your comments?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Wow. I appreciate Representative Williams' rendition of what we went through and his efforts on this. We spent a couple of hours working with the folks, different groups from the court reporting community, those who are court reporters and those who do primarily deposition work, and worked out this compromise agreement that took some of the rules from the certified shorthand reporter code of conduct that I think was really appropriate. So I'm very pleased with how we've worked it out, and would recommend that we pass this today.
Okay, I've heard two recommendations, but not a motion. Please,
Mr.
Walker.
Great. I move that I've forgotten how to do this.
To adopt the Dash-B-14 amendment.
Man, it's been a while.
Okay.
I missed you, maybe.
Representative Walker moves the Dash-B-14 amendment to House Bill 2731. Is there any discussion? Please call the roll.
Senator Bryant?
Aye.
Senator Dilton?
Aye.
Senator
Portman? Yes.
Chair
Shatterby? Aye.
Senator
Yes.
Yes, and I'll again state on the record a potential conflict of interest because I am a court reporter.
Representative Williams?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the House confer and send an amendment dated June 18, and that the bill be amended as follows, by the B-14 amendments and repassed. And be repassed.
Representative Williams, you've heard of the motion, Representative Williams. Is,
but you can't repeat it.
Yeah. We concur and we pass. Let me just ask, is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Signature time.
Yep.
We're done.
Yeah. Conference Committee on House Bill 2319.